TWHBA sets strategic priorities for 2025 to drive industry progress Thursday, December 12, 2024, as the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association closes a strong financial year in 2024, leadership is channeling momentum into ambitious goals for 2025, targeting growth, regulatory resilience, and enhanced collaboration across the industry. Streamlining show operations and rulebook consolidation, a cornerstone of 2025 efforts, will be the Continuity of Show Operations Task Force, which aims to finalize a unified rulebook for horse industry organizations to reduce confusion and standardize show regulations. The task force will host workshops and a show manager's luncheon during the 2025 Walking Horse Trainers Banquet to equip organizers with tools to navigate legal uncertainties. This initiative seeks to stabilize show schedules and attract broader participation, boosting registrations and membership engagement. While registrations rose 2% in 2024, they remain below 2020 levels. TWHBA plans to launch targeted incentives in 2025, including discounted multi-horse transfers and revised lease fee structures to reverse the 18% decline in leases. Membership growth, up 3% to 5,087, will be further driven by expanded outreach to trainers, with a goal to engage 50% of licensed trainers through membership perks and exclusive events. Legal advocacy and regulatory strategy. With critical USDA rulemaking decisions pending in early 2025, TWHBA's advocacy team, led by Bill Strickland, will prioritize oral arguments in Texas and Tennessee federal courts to challenge HPA enforcement practices. Proceeds from the Horse and Exhibitor Card Program, which generated $352,000 for legal funds in 2024, will continue to support these efforts. TWHBA also plans to leverage findings from the ongoing APHIS investigation to advocate for fairer enforcement protocols, investing financial surplus into innovation. A record $210,719 net income in 2024 provides a foundation for strategic investments. Funds will be allocated to digital modernization of registration and membership systems, youth and amateur programs, including expanding the successful Pick Your Partner classes and hosting additional jamboree shows to bolster legal funding, marketing campaigns to highlight breed versatility and attract non-traditional exhibitors, strengthening trainer and exhibitor networks under D. Cantrell's leadership. The trainers division will introduce mentorship programs and regional clinics to deepen engagement. The new amateur and youth jamboree show model, which raised $12,000, will be replicated at five additional events in 2025. New leadership for a forward-thinking agenda. The 2025 Executive Committee, including newly elected members like Advocacy VP Bill Strickland and Youth VP Nicole Tolley, brings diverse expertise to address industry challenges. President Amanda Wright emphasized collaborative governance, stating, "Our focus is on unity, consolidating resources, amplifying advocacy, and ensuring the Tennessee Walking Horse remains a celebrated breed." Looking ahead with a robust financial position and clear priorities, TWHBA is poised to turn 2024 successes into actionable progress. Key metrics for 2025 will include registration recovery, HIO rulebook adoption, legal victories, and sustained growth in grassroots engagement. As the industry navigates regulatory headwinds, proactive strategies aim to secure the breed's legacy for future generations. The newly elected executive committee will hold its first strategic planning session in January 2025 to finalize these initiatives.